Good morning, and thank you so much for joining us today on Galesburg Live.
Well, thanks Chris.
Oh, it's wonderful. We appreciate you coming in. We're going to jump right into this. One of the reasons you contacted us, and I was so glad we were able to make this work, is that CASA is in desperate need of volunteers.
Yes, this is very true.
Yeah, because there is there are more cases. You have more cases than people.
Yes, we have more cases than volunteers.
Okay, so what's going on? Can you kind of give us a what's going on in your world as far as CASA?
Well, we are going to be having an upcoming training because
yeah.
we want to train some volunteers, new volunteers. Mm-hmm. And starting March 1st, we're going to have a training, and it's going to be a 30-hour training, kind of intensive, but it will give you all the tools that you need to be a volunteer with CASA.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have one coming up in June and another one coming up in September if you can't do the training in March.
Okay. What are the dates of the March training?
March 1st is actually going to be the first meeting, and it will be on Zoom. And a lot of the work you can do on your own time, you know, not during class time, but we'll have class on Monday and Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m.
What are the requirements to be a volunteer for CASA, Carissa?
You must be the age of 21, have the heart and desire to want to help the children in need.
Yeah. And how much of a time commit would you say this is?
After your initial 30-hour training, it's an average of probably 10 to 15 hours a month.
Oh, okay.
Just checking in with the family and the children. In some cases, it might be a little more complex, and you'll have to do a little more legwork.
Right.
But overall, it's probably an average of about 10 hours a month.
So a volunteer is assigned a case?
Yes, they're assigned a case. They get to pick the case that they want. We'll show them a few cases, and they can decide what they want to do.
Okay.
And then they would go to court whenever that child's case comes up in court, and they will write a report for the judge to see what their recommendations are for that case.
Okay. And obviously there's a background check.
Oh,
they have
definitely.
To go through an extensive.
Definitely, yeah.
They have to submit, to, you know.
Background check, fingerprinting. It's
yeah.
very thorough.
Yeah. And then now because of they used to do this in person. This training was in
right,
person.
Right.
But because of the situation with COVID and all that, it's all on Zoom.
Right. We do it all on Zoom.
Okay.
And so there's class time 2 hours on Monday and 2 hours on Thursday that we're all together as a class. But then they have things that they do ahead of time and during the week that will help satisfy the curriculum.
Okay.
We are hoping in the June training to be in person at that point.
Yeah, that's our goal.
That's our goal.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Because then you build relationships and connections with one another. And
so we said that there has been an increase in cases.
Well,
why do you think this? Why do you think that is? Does the pandemic have anything to do with that?
I think that possibly plays a part in it, for mm-hmm. sure, with, you know, children being home more and families are stressed, you know, possibly not working and just overall probably more stress within the home for everyone.
Now, what type of cases are we talking about? I just like to speak the words so people can hear this. When we talk about cases that involve kids, what are we talking about?
Well, we're talking about cases that have been for the children that have been removed from families due to various. There could be drugs, there could be violence, you know, abuse. And so the cases that we have, the children are taken from their home and they are put in foster placement. And that's where we're visiting them. We're visiting them in their foster placement,
right.
not at, you know, at their
gotcha.
Home. Or you can visit them at school if you're more comfortable with that.
Okay.
But they are abused and neglected children.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
What are the typical ages, Carissa, the average age of the child?
I would say mostly average age between middle school and junior high age
okay.
for the
yeah.
most part.
Yeah.
We do get infants, though, as well. If there are, if the mother was on drugs when the child was born, then the child is taken away. And so we do have babies. And yeah.
How many volunteers do you need? What would be a good, if you could get?
Oh, our dream
100.
Volunteer.
Yeah.
yeah. 50, yeah.
We need a lot of volunteers.
Yeah, we do.
You really could use 50 volunteers.
We really
yes.
could use 50.
Oh, yes. Because we have cases that don't have volunteers on them now that are active that have been, you know, since like 2017.
Oh my
gosh.
And
we don't have volunteers on them, so we could put volunteers on all those cases.
So, and these cover, and you could be in Knox, Warren, McDonough, or Henderson County.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
That's a large area.
It's a large area, yes.
How many kids do you serve right now? When you say there's a large number of cases, how many cases right now?
Oh, offhand, I don't know.
Okay. In the hundreds, would you think?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I would say that.
Yeah. So if someone is interested in being a volunteer, what's the first step?
Oh, they can go to our website, mm-hmm. and that is CASAofWestCentralIllinois.org, and there is a Volunteer Today button on there where they can fill out that application, and it comes directly to us. They can go to our Facebook page, CASA of West Central Illinois, and get more information about that. They can call us at the office mm-hmm. at 343-4299, and we can send out information.
Mm-hmm. And then somebody calls them once the registration is in, once they register as a volunteer, as their interest, then you would contact them?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Okay. And we'd start on the process.
Annette, are you from this area?
I am. Well, I've lived here for the past 25 years. My husband and I used to have Q's Cafe.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, right on Main
Street.
Oh,
my gosh, the brownies.
I know.
Everybody says the brownies.
I should carry them with me wherever I go.
Yeah, right.
But when I was there, I was asked to be a volunteer at CASA. And so I started volunteering, and I had one case. And then when we closed Q's, and I thought, I went to help a little bit more in the office just to volunteer because I had time. And then they needed a little help, more, paid help. So I said, well, I can do that. And now I work almost, not quite full time, but yeah.
So doing what you do, have you always been interested in working with kids? Or, was this a totally new territory for you?
Totally new, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, totally new. But
I
think it's important because the children that are in foster care don't have a voice. And so the focus is always on the family, and then the kids, they have things they want to say, or they have things that they want to do, and so our focus is just the child.
Okay.
And so we want to be the voice for that child, and we talk to the judge about what the child wants.
Oh.
And that's the most important thing to us, is to make sure that his wishes or their wishes are met.
But what if the child wants something that, because they're kids,
right?
They're saying, I want to go back to mom and dad.
Well, our goal is always to return the child home as long as the parents are doing the things that they need to do to get, back.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's not possible. And, so we do have to make recommendations mm-hmm. to the court. But we always listen to the child to see what is in their best interest.
Of course, of course.
So that's our goal.
Carissa, how about you? You're from this area?
I am from Galesburg. My reason for being involved with CASA, it's a little personal and close to my heart. Yeah. I lived in a foster home from probably age 2 to 5.
Oh.
So it's just been something personal for me that as I became knowledgeable about the program, I just wanted to be involved and, make a difference in children's life or, a family or even one person, I wanted to make a difference.
Wow, you have such an interesting perspective on this.
Right.
Did you have an advocate for you that was speaking for you when you were in that situation?
I did not.
You didn't?
I did not.
Okay.
But I do remember some of the supervised visits as a child, and just that scary feeling, that comes along with it.
Oh, boy.
So I wanted to be able to help a child and help them feel comfortable and understand that, they're going to be there safe and, we're here for them.
Do you share your story with some of the kids sometimes? To help them feel better?
We're not supposed to directly share our story, but I do in kind of a third-person scenario.
Sure.
And just trying to help them understand that other people can relate.
That they're not alone.
And they're not alone.
They're not the only one, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. So your advocate coordinator, you are in charge of all the volunteers?
That's correct. And then recruiting more volunteers.
Okay. Yeah. So what – I'll ask both of you this question. What breaks your heart about this? What you do?
Well, part of that things take so long, you know, when this, because of the way it's all set up, sometimes things take longer than, and the kids are, you know, estranged from their family. And
yeah,
I feel like I wish things could move along a little quicker.
I think that's the system, just the system in general.
Yeah, that and maybe the parents' negligence on completing services.
Right.
Oh.
Because they are offered. Heartbreaking.
Yeah, they're offered all the services. And if they don't do them,
they don't take advantage of the services that are offered to them for counseling and, you know, drug abuse and those types of things.
So then these kids could be in this process for, in this system for years.
Yeah.
Sometimes it takes a couple of years to complete and find permanency.
Yeah. So permanency meaning to be adopted or permanent foster?
That's correct. Home?
Yeah, to be adopted or or
all children deserve permanency.
Oh, absolutely. That's the goal. That's
the goal.
Trying to get them some peace. Right?
Yes, exactly. And we want them to have their forever home.
Maybe there's some people that are listening that are still a little unclear about the just what CASA is. It's court appointed special advocates, meaning you are contacted by the courts to help a child, is right. So how would you explain people what you do? You know,
well, if there's a child that is in foster care, and then we advocate for that child, and so we meet with the child once a month, and we follow their progress through the court system. We're their voice, and we go to court for them, and we just, you know, check up on them within the foster home to make sure that their needs are being met. And if they're not, then we write reports and we get the caseworkers involved and say, because we don't do the services, the caseworker does that.
Okay.
And so we make sure they know what is needed in case things are falling through the cracks.
Yeah.
Because the caseworkers have a lot of things to do. They're very, so we want to work together with them. We want a good relationship with them because we want to help. And that's what, you know.
We said earlier in the in our last half hour that there has been an increase in cases here in this area.
Yes.
Does that mean an increase? You're saying, so when we say an increase, that means there's been an increase in abuse of children, physical, sexual, neglect.
Yes.
And so what's going on out there? What are your thoughts on this?
There's a lot of families, I think, that come from drug-related situations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lots of drugs. You're seeing a lot more of that.
A lot of drugs.
Yeah.
Heroin
and
methamphetamine.
My gosh. And it's not, is it more of a, Galesburg's the hub of this big area, you know.
Right.
Do you see it more rural or city?
That I just, don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. I think before I came into the program, I was so naive to the drug activity in our community.
Yeah.
And now, you know, I'm getting a deeper look and I just, it's alarming.
Yeah.
And there aren't any
it's destroying families.
Oh, boy.
You know, when some of these parents probably do love their children, but they're so hooked on these drugs that they just feel helpless.
My gosh.
Yes. We could use some inpatient treatment centers.
Yeah.
Because drugs are, you know, they're, they need help.
Yeah.
And there, I don't know what kind of services we have in this area that would actually help
Well,
them.
Many of us are kind of blind to what's going on in our community.
You bet. Because we're not doing meth.
Right? Yeah.
We're not doing that, so we don't know. But it is here. I mean, we just because we don't see it.
Yeah.
It is here.
Yeah. And we have Annette McAllister and Carissa Duke. They're from CASA, which stands for Court-Appointed Special Advocates. They are the voice for children in the court system and foster care system who are victims, child victims of abuse and neglect. And they're in desperate need of volunteers because the increase of cases has just continues to grow.
Yeah.
Do you think the pandemic has anything to do with the number of abuse cases increasing?
If possible, yeah, because kids are home and
joblessness,
a lot of stress.
Yeah,
yeah,
jobless.
Yeah, they're not going to school, so they're at home with their family who might not be. So they don't have that respite to get away from to be in school.
Well, that's the part of it. They can't get
they
away.
Can't get away. You're right.
They are.
So the trauma that they're facing every day because they're the trauma is there. They don't get a break.
Hmm. And they're constantly I talked to a counselor. We were talking about the trauma response what they called it.
Mm-hmm.
We're constantly in this fight or flight mode.
Right. So if you're there, yeah.
But imagine a kid who's being abused by an adult.
Constantly and daily.
Constantly, right. And can't even get away to school now.
Right, right.
My gosh.
It is. It's traumatic. So we need to be there for them.
That's right.
We need to be there for the,
That's right.
They need our help.
They need our help. So volunteers are needed. So what does a, so you're having a training session coming up on March 1st. If you'd
March
like
1st,
to be a
yeah.
volunteer for CASA, this is an opportunity for you to get the training to do it. So what are you going to go through in this training?
You go through 30 hours of a class, and it's on Zoom.
Yeah.
And it's going to be Monday and Thursday nights.
Okay.
And for 2 hours on Monday, 2 hours on Thursday. And there's also there's work at home that you do online. Okay. And it will give you all the tools that you need to be an effective volunteer. When you're finished with the training, you are going to know what you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
And you will be empowered because you will have those skills.
Yeah. What are the things that you're learning? I mean, I know there's some things you can't talk about, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But what are things that I need to learn to be a volunteer?
You're learning about court report writing, home visits.
How to interview a child. Uh-huh. What do you say to them? Because they're young, and you have to explain to them who you are and why you're there.
Yeah.
And you want to learn how to build a relationship with the child and a relationship with the caseworkers.
And with the foster family as well?
And with the foster family, yeah.
You need their cooperation.
You do. And we do have a partnership with Loving Bottoms.
Yes.
And they provide diapers for West Central Illinois.
Yeah.
And we partner with them. And so we can provide, that's one of the things we can also do is provide diapers for these foster families, which is a huge help.
Oh.
Yeah.
And other resources, I'm sure, that you can connect them to.
Exactly.
To help them. So what are some of the things that, you talked about, how to interview a child, how to, what are some other things that we'll be learning? I mean, 30 hours is intense.
You learn some of the laws in Illinois.
Yeah.
And
Just how to navigate, the court system, what to do in court, mm-hmm. because you get to go to court when the child is in court. So, and it's very, at first it seems very fast paced and you're trying to write notes but it just kind of shows you, how to keep track of the things that you've learned and how to do an interview and how to, keep your notes. So when it comes time to write that report, how you want to address the judge.
We go over practice interviews mm-hmm. and investigating a case.
Yeah. A lot of role-playing kind of thing.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. That way they have tools and they know how to do it.
And they're ready to go.
They are ready to go.
So you're in desperate need of volunteers. You have to be at least 21 years of age. Any other qualifications?
Pass the background check and fingerprinting process.
Okay. And just the type of person. What do you think?
Somebody who wants to help kids, who wants to be there for them. And people say, oh, this is so hard. I could never do it. And then you think, well, if we don't do it, who will? Who is going to stand up for these kids that need somebody who's in their life constantly?
Yeah. That's Annette McAllister. She's part of the administrative staff at CASA. For court-appointed special advocates. Carissa Duke, advocate coordinator, is also here with us. So, again, the first one is March 1st. How do I get signed up for this?
You can go to our website, which is casaofwestcentralillinois.org.
Yeah.
And there is a button that they'll talk about advocates that you can actually volunteer.
Okay. So I basically just register there.
Yeah, you can register
and then
there.
You will contact me?
Oh, yes. We will contact you.
Okay.
And get you set up. And if you can't do the one in March, we also have one in June and one coming up in September. And you can, plan for one of those. And just let us know if that's something that you'd like to do and we will get you on the roster.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's free. There's no charge for that. There's no charge for the background check or any of that. We take care of all of that.
So
we take care of all of
that. The willingness to be a part of it.
Yes.
That's all
the
you
heart
need.
For
Men, women, I mean, it's just...
Men, women would be great. We don't get a lot of men, which would be nice.
Sure.
Because we do have, that they can relate to the youth.
Yeah. So the average age, you had told me that the average age of the child that you're working with, Carissa, is middle school, junior high, that kind of age. Yeah. But you do have...
We do have younger children.
Younger children and...
Infants.
And some high school children.
High school students as well.
Yeah.
Which I suppose if you have, maybe for some boys, that might be it might be better to have a male to be able to
because they interact can relate with to them. Yeah, good role model. Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. So older people, do you get senior citizens?
Anybody who has the time to do it. We just got
the time and the heart.
The time and the heart. Yeah, we have younger. We have all ages of volunteers.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. What are some of the comments from your volunteers that have been, you know, that maybe they were very scared? Have you seen some of these volunteers when they start and they're very nervous and then suddenly,
right?
They're like, I wish I had been doing this.
Done this sooner. Right. Exactly. Yeah. It's true.
It's definitely rewarding when you make a difference in a family's life, you know, and you just see the progress and how happy and pleased they are. You know, it definitely makes you feel good too.
Such an important organization, and we're so grateful for what you do for families in this 4-county area. It's a lot of area to cover, yeah. And for such an important job. And there's a lot of work to be done.
Yes, that's true.
You need volunteers, and I see these activities that you have coming up, these events,
yes.
I'm sure is to create awareness for what you do,
right,
and raise money.
And, fundraising.
So where does your funds come from?
Well, we do get funds from United Way.
Mm-hmm.
We do get funds from the court system.
Yeah.
And private donations.
Okay.
And different grants that we have applied for.
Okay. How many paid staff do you have?
Three right now.
Three in our Knox County office.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
And then we have one actually in Madonna County.
Okay. So you have other offices. Do you have offices in all four counties?
No, just an office here in Galesburg, okay, in the Bondi building.
Okay.
And then we have one in McDonough County.
Okay. Down in Macomb, is that?
In Macomb, yes.
Okay. Got it. But you cover Knox, Warren, McDonough, and Henderson. Is Knox, where is the most cases that you, would you Knox. Say Knox?
I County? Would say Knox.
Yeah. Well, it's the most biggest population, right. I think. But, and then, of course, Galesburg being the hub of,
yes.
You know, I can only imagine. But you have some events coming up that we'd like to talk about. One of them is the 5K race.
Yes, we would like to do the 5K race, depending on, of course, the pandemic and to see if we can do that.
Yeah.
And
is that next weekend you're looking to do that?
I mean, yeah. It's tomorrow.
Ooh, yeah, right.
Let's get out there.
Yeah.
And I'd like to incorporate, because I'm with the Cyclists of Galesburg, I would love to incorporate a bike part so the kids could maybe ride like around Lake Story. And I'm not sure where the route is going to be, but that's my vision, is to be able to include that as well.
Okay.
We will have more information on that coming up on these events, because we don't have anything tied down yet, but on our website and also on our Facebook page.
So I'm sure there'll be opportunities to not only participate as a runner or a cyclist.
A cyclist.
Yeah. But also maybe to sponsor
the
event and to donate in a fun way. So we also have... coming up, it's hard to believe that Easter will be here before we know it, right? There's an Easter Bunny event, right?
We are putting together an Easter Bunny photo shoot that will be held probably the later part of March, and it will be at Sidetracks here in Galesburg.
Okay.
Children can come in, get a photo with the Easter Bunny. It'll be a 4x6 portrait, and all the donations will go toward CASA of West Central.
Wonderful. Yeah. And Peter Rabbit will have his mask on. Or a face shield. Which one does he prefer?
He'll have the full mask on.
You know, these events that you're talking about, it's going to be so nice to be able to get back to doing those kind of things, to feel some kind of normal again.
We need normalcy.
I need to see, these kids need to see some smiles, too. We need to see some type of normal something in their world. I still go back to this whole thing that the number of cases have increased. You shared that earlier. A lot of it is because of the pandemic and the isolation, and they can't get away from the abusive situation that they're in. My heart breaks for these kids. You all are superheroes in my book. I mean, really, certainly big hearts. We've got Annette McAllister and Carissa Duke from CASA, the court-appointed special advocates that serve Knox, Warren, McDonough, and Henderson County, the voice for the children in the court system, the foster system, who have been child victims of abuse and neglect.
Correct.
And one of the partnerships we just touched upon in our last segment was with Loving Bottoms Diaper Bank.
Yes. Loving Bottoms is an amazing organization, and they provide diapers for Knox County and I guess West Central Illinois. They just have a huge warehouse, and it's you can actually, if you want to volunteer there as well, on Monday nights they wrap diapers.
Yeah.
And they are always looking for volunteers. And you can go to their website, lovingbottoms.org.
Well, when we talk about stress, I remember as a young parent, it was one of the major expenses.
I know. And that's one of the foster parents where we give diapers too. That's one of the things they say, that it helps with the stress of just trying to
and provide diapers. It's one of those things that once I learned about Loving Bottoms Diaper Bank and why they're doing what they're doing, because they said that some kids, they reuse reuse disposable diapers.
Right.
It causes rashes, horrible medical issues for children, and it's just a huge stress on the family.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I never realized how big of a deal this is, but it is such a wonderful thing that Loving Bottoms
they're amazing. They're amazing.
And it's not just children, but it's also for seniors.
Right,
you know, for people who, need
kids
that.
Kids of all ages, they do products for everybody.
Sure. But as far as the foster side, your advocates will plug them into Loving Bottoms.
We actually will deliver diapers. Yeah, we get diapers from Loving Bottoms, and then we just take them directly to the foster parent.
Okay.
And so they benefit from that, and it's great that we have that resource that we can do.
That's right. Yeah. So what's the website for Loving Bottoms one more time? I'd like to give them a little bit of a...
Oh, you bet. Lovingbottoms.org.
Yeah, lovingbottoms.org.
Yeah.
So we're quickly running out of time here, just a couple minutes left. I want to talk more about the training that's coming up.
Yeah.
You need CASA volunteers.
We do.
You have to be 21 years old at least, and there's no cost to get involved.
Nope.
And you just need that heart to get started, right?
Right, correct.
Yeah. So tell me real quick, you just need to go and register, and then they will contact you. The training involves 30 hours.
Yes, 30 hours of training, and we're doing it via Zoom.
Yeah, but 2 hours at a time.
Yes. Oh, yeah, it's not all, and it's two times a week.
Yeah, so it's spread out over the month of March.
Right.
And then by the end of this, you will be a...
You'll be a very qualified volunteer. And part of the 30 hours is work that you're doing at home on your own time.
Okay.
You're not in class, but you can, at your leisure, you do work on the internet.
Okay. What kind of work is that? What does that involve?
Oh, there are videos that you watch and there just things like that. It's just, it's schooling as well.
Yeah, yeah. But you have to pass a background check.
Background check.
Fingerprint.
Fingerprint.
Yes. All of that. And once you get through all this, then you will be the person, you will be able to choose a case to work on.
Whatever, we will give you find out what your preferences are and for the age of the children. And we will show you some cases, and then you get to decide which one you would like to have.
I see. Do you have your preferences of cases that you like to work with, Carissa?
I prefer middle age to high school myself.
Okay.
Just for the communication with the children.
Easier to communicate with them.
Correct.
Right, yeah.
Where some other, volunteers, they prefer the younger babies and littler children. It's all, preference.
Yeah. Does it take a lot of patience to do what you do?
I think it just takes a lot of love and compassion and empathy.
Yeah. For not just the child, but for the families too.
Entire family.
Right.
Because the goal is to restore, is to help. Help not only just help the child, but restore the family, right?
Right. That's the goal.
If
the goal is always to return the child home to a, a complete family.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's not possible because the family has not done the services that are required and available.
But there are success stories that happen.
Oh, yeah, there are. Where children get to go home, and it's always a joy.
What's that like for you, Carissa, when you,
It definitely warms your heart knowing that, they've restored their family and they get to go home and have some normalcy.
Mm. That's why you do what you do.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah. Well, thank you both for being with us today on Galesburg Live.
Thank you so much
for having
me.
Really appreciate
it. It's been fun.
And again, your website
is CASA of West Central Illinois. org.
All right. Well, thank you for what you do and for all of your volunteers and your staff. You really are truly superheroes. So
thank you from
all of us here. And please come back and see us again soon, okay?
Okay, we will.
Appreciate it. Thank you.